we celebrate the birthday of our church. We are 257 years old today. And maybe today is a good day to ask the question, what are we here for? Why is there this church here in Manchester? What's it all about? And by way of an answer to that question, I'd like to share a story with you today. The story about an encounter that I had quite a few years ago when I was pastor in Highlandtown in Baltimore City, serving another Emmanuel Lutheran church, one that starts with the E. And one day that I was standing up front, getting ready to begin our worship service, looking out at all the familiar faces in the pews, I saw someone else who came in just before the service began. And she looked different from everyone else in the congregation. At that point, Emmanuel, all of the faces, you know, we were a white congregation, racially. We did not have any African-American or Asian members. So this little woman came walking in right before the church service began, and she was African-American. It was kind of hard to miss. And she was also dressed a bit differently from everyone. And so we could tell that she probably did not have a whole lot of money. She wore a stocking cap on her head, even though it was not particularly cold out. But anyway, she came in and she sat down. She participated in the worship service. After the service was over, I greeted her and told her how happy I was that she was here and invited her to come again. And the next Sunday, sure enough, there she was, worshiping with us again. I made sure that I got her address. And then later that week, I walked over to find her place, her apartment. And I noticed it was quite a walk from the church. And that, as a matter of fact, every time she came to our church, she had to walk past quite a few other churches, including some other Lutheran churches. And so I was curious. So as I was visiting with her in her apartment, I said, "Luda, there's something I'd like to know. Is it why Emmanuel?" I said, "You walk past all these other churches on your way here. What is it about our church that you want to come here to worship? We're so thrilled to have you, but I'd like to know, why do you come here?" And Lula looked at me with a kind of expression on her face as if, "Well, you, pastor of all people, ought to know." She didn't say that, just kind of in her face. But her very simple answer was, "Well, I come because Jesus is there." That's it. Because Jesus is there. Why do we come to this church? Why are we here? Because Jesus is here. Jesus has given a promise. Wherever two or three are gathered in his name, I am present in the midst. So Jesus lives in the relationships that make up this congregation, this community of faith. It is in this network of relationships that Christ dwells. And those who come here can experience for themselves the living presence of Christ. That's why we're here. It's that simple. Because Jesus is here. Now, if that is true, then it's also true that the relationships that make up this community of faith are so very important. And that, I believe, is the golden thread that runs through these often very difficult sayings of Jesus that we just listened to this morning, where Jesus calls us to carefully tend and nourish and protect the relationships that make up the community of faith. That's why Jesus says that we are to watch our words with one another. How easy it is for an angry word, for a thoughtless insult, to damage even one of those relationships. And of course, once a relationship is damaged, it's so much more difficult to repair than if we just manage to avoid the damage to begin with. But then Jesus also goes on to say that seeking to repair damaged relationships is such a high priority that it's even more important than our worship. Jesus says, if you're on your way to church, we get out with your offering in your hand, and suddenly you remember that somebody has something against you, you become aware of an unreconciled relationship, he says, stop where you are, go, make things right with that person, then you can come and worship. So we must go out of our way to avoid damaging relationships. Once a relationship has become damaged, we must go out of our way, make it our highest priority to seek to heal those relationships that have become damaged. And Jesus even goes on to speak about the danger to us of allowing those relationships to remain unhealed. And likewise, Jesus goes on in those very difficult words about marriage and adultery. But I believe he's also speaking there also about the importance of maintaining and preserving those basic relationships that are foundational to our life and to our society. The relationship between husband and wife. Those family relationships that sustain us. How we must again go out of our way to make sure that nothing is allowed to damage those relationships and to seek healing wherever possible. And even those final words that Jesus speaks about making promises, where he says don't swear falsely, but he says don't swear at all. Jesus says that we should be so truthful in all of our speech, in all of our conduct with each other, that you wouldn't even need to, you know, to swear on a Bible and say, I'm telling the truth. Jesus said we should be so truthful that nobody even needs to do that. And that every word we speak is sacred and important. Every promise that we make is a promise to be kept. Why? Because promises trust at the very basis of relationship. And so those are the things that bind us and hold us together as a community of faith. It is that sacred fabric of relationship that has been the life of Emmanuel Lutheran Church for 257 years. Think about that. That's a lot of relationships over all those years. And yet here we are today, still bound together in the love of Christ. That in this network of relationships, Jesus continues to live. That is here that people can still come and know that they will be with Jesus. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for 257 years of living and loving together as a community of faith. Father, we ask you to bless all of the relationships that make up this congregation. Help us, Father, to do everything we can to preserve, to strengthen, to deepen, and to reach out to heal all relationships in this church. Draw us closer together, Lord. Help us to know each other better, to help and support each other more fully. Bless us, Lord, in all of our relationships so that your love may continue to flow from this place. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.